跟大家分享一个健康的宣教观。
So the topic today is healthy views on missions.
我们今年教会主题是什么？
So what's the topic or the theme for our year?
健康成长。
So healthy growth.
我们一系列都是健康的系列。
So we have a serious sermon about healthy growth.
好，我们一起来读今天的经文，记载在马太福音28:18-20。
So let's read the verses today, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
我相信有些人都会背了。
So I believe most can memorize these verses.
好，我们一起起立。如果你可以起立的话，
So let's all rise and read the verses together.
耶稣赐给我们最大这个一个大使命。
So this is a great commission.
好，预备，来。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Please be seated.
过去这一周，连续五天，从早上到晚上，我们教会有七位，本来是九位哈，但是后来有参加使者协会所举办的这个生命宣教课程。
This past week, from Monday through Friday, from morning till dusk, seven-hour congregation attended the life course on evangelism held by Christ's Ambassador Association.
所以有超过十分之一哦，我们的会员当中有超过看重宣教，愿意。在教会没有任何补助情况之下，甘愿自掏腰包交钱去进修。
So I'm surprised that more than 10% of church members without supplement from church attended this meeting.
这让我很感动，也让我很惊讶。
So I'm surprised, also deeply touched.
当然，我们没有去参加的，并不表示他们对宣教不关心。因为有些人要上班养活家人，或者是有其他的事情不能够参加。
Of course, other men are not there. Doesn't mean they care less about evangelism because some need to work and have other prior engagements.
这次我们有从二十几岁到八十岁，来自十五个教会。那我们教会的总共有二十五位学生，五位老师，三十几位。那其中我们教会就占了。
So from 20 years old to 80 years old, from 15 churches, our participation is the majority.
So we in there, very 引以为荣。所以来参加的每一个教会都以为我们的教会是尔湾最大的教会，所以可以派出这么多人。
So
他们教会顶多才一个两个就了不起了。
So most churches just one or two, and we went seven. So that's why most people thinking we are a big church.
那我就说，我们是一个大教会。
So I said we are a big church.
在我们里面的比世界更大，阿门。
So in our heart, we are greater than this world.
我相信每一位基督徒都同意，宣教非常重要。
I believe every Christian here all agree on the importance of evangelism.
那普世宣教乃是神的心意。
Evangelism is God's will.
所以我们知道，如果我们不看重宣教，就不是一个健康的教会，同意吗？
Healthy church must evangelize. Agree?
那我们来想看我们自己的教会。我们过去在宣教事工上，我们金钱奉献不输人后。
So our church has been active in mission work, especially in financial support.
这个月我们所说的奉献都会支持安妮阿姆斯壮的宣教奉献。
This month is about Annie Armstrong's special offering for missions.
我知道，每一年我们的宣教奉献，无论是拉尼姆。或者是 Armstrong 的奉献都超过预定的目标。
Every year we have always surpassed the projected goal.
好，除此之外，王妈妈的宣教基金不到一个月，我们就累积超过$10,000。
Also, we have special memorial mission funds for Mrs. Wang. In less than a month, we collect more than $10,000.
所以大家对宣教的奉献慷慨，这让我非常以你们为傲。
I'm proud of your generosity in offering to mission.
因为圣经告诉我说，你的心在哪，你的财宝在哪里，你的心在哪里。
Bible says, "Where your heart, your treasure is, so is your heart."
所以从此我们看见说，我们大家都有一个宣教心的。
It shows your heart for mission.
好，那光是这样子，我们想，我们是一个看重宣教的健康教会了吗？
Financial support is good, but is that it for a healthy mission-centric church?
那我们过去一直努力说，我们要成为一个 看重宣教的教会。
We make an effort to be a church of evangelism.
我们也往这个目标一直在努力。
And work hard.
但请问我们现在已经是一个健康的一个宣教的教会了吗？
Are we a church of evangelism yet?
你们觉得呢？
What do you think?
Not yet. 哦，有人比较谦卑哈。Not yet. 哈。
So many humbly don't think so.
啊，可能觉得说我们对于普世宣教的认识还不全面，甚至有一些偏见或误解。
Some still consider financial support a short-term mission with some misconception.
所以我们想到宣教，我们就是想要给钱。
So we only consider financial support.
或是想到宣教就是哦，参加台湾或是大陆的短宣队。
Or short-term mission to Taiwan or mainland China.
甚至有些人认为说，光是在我们社区传福音都传不完了，或是做不好了，还有多余的精力跑去做宣教吗？
Some may think we have yet to evangelize our community. Why bother to do mission work abroad?
或者认为说，宣教是一件伟大艰巨的事工，必须神特别的拣选与呼召。
Some think God calls the select few for His tremendous ministry.
除了个人要放弃一切，甘心。愿意进入第三世界贫困的宣教工厂吃苦耐劳。
To give up everything, entering third world country, evangelizing through hardship.
你要光是离家背井去适应一个新的文化环境都不容易了，更别说还要把福音用当地的语言来传给他们。
Leaving hometown, adjusting to new culture, learning new language.
所以你要完成这样艰巨的伟大的任务，可能吗？
So it's so difficult, next to impossible.
就像我们，就算我们要做，也做不来的。
So it's difficult for us to achieve.
所以我们就以为说，这个宣教离我们这些平凡人好遥远啊，是不是？
So it seems like it's far, far away from our ordinary people.
那这些担忧都是对的。
So they have legitimate concern.
但我们要明白，到底一个健康的教会对于正确的宣教观念应该是什么？
But we have to understand the proper concept about evangelism.
那个应该是什么呢？不是我们说了算，而是我们要从圣经来看，到底耶稣是怎么认为。
It is not up to us. We need to refer to Bible.
好，所以我们要从今天我们所读的经文，耶稣亲自颁布的，也就是我们所熟悉的大使命当中，一起来学习耶稣对于宣教有什么期待。
So we need to learn the verses about what Jesus expects, the proper viewpoint of evangelism.
使我们明白成为一个健康的教会对于宣教应该有哪些正确的看法。
So the proper viewpoint for a healthy church.
好，我认为至少包括以下三点。
At least including the three following points.
第一个，宣教使命的成败是在于权柄而非能力。
The accomplishment of the Great Commission is up to authority, not ability. So let's read verses 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
好，许多教会他们不能够派出宣教人才，并不是因为教会不看重宣教。
The reason that many churches do not send missionary not because they don't emphasize evangelism.
反而正因为教会太看重宣教，认为把福音传到地极这个艰巨的任务太宝贵太重要了。
On the contrary, they think this great commission is so important.
所以需要呢好好的谨慎的考量评估，看能不能做起来。万一失败了，那不就是羞辱主名吗？
So proper planning is required not to fail and not to shame the name of God.
于是这样的担心结果就造成许多人太看重自己的能力条件。
As such, most feel so inferior about their ability.
认为自己比起历史中记载那些伟大的宣教士，他们的能力条件跟自己相比简直差太多了。
Compared to the great missionary in history, ability, sacrifices, perseverance, persistence are necessary.
你去阅读那一些伟大宣教士的传记当中，我们都误以为或要成为宣教士的条件，除了要身怀各项技能、才干、恩赐之外，还要具备牺牲奉献的精神，哇，不畏艰难的态度，不还有坚忍不拔的毅力。
So for those bio, you think they need to be so multi-talented.
所以这些凡夫俗子怎么样也达不到上述的这些标准，所以就退却了。
So we're so ordinary and timid.
正因为这一种 在乎个人能力重要的，或者我们讲说存谨慎态度所引发的担忧，我们可以理解。
So they are all legit concern.
那是因为他们看重宣教事工，他们认为是一个很神圣庄严的使命任务。宣教人才需要面对各样的这种 极大的挑战，没有两把刷子贸然出去，只会把伟大的事工搞砸。
Evangelism's holy and serious challenges abound. If we rush into it without proper skill sets, can only jeopardize the Great Commission.
所以大多数人就越想越害怕，就不敢前往了。
So most decided not to move forward.
所以宣教事工就成了心有余但什么力不足的遗憾。
Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
难怪我们看见许多教会在宣教事工上难以跨越，难以推展。
No wonder many churches are not progressive in mission work.
不过我们要注意，当耶稣升天对我们交代的大使命说，不是说他不是这样说，他说：“哦，你们现在各样能力、才干都拥有了啊，各样神学知识、装备、训练都充足了，所以你们要去使万民做主的门徒。”不是这样讲的。
Pay attention. Jesus didn't say all ability, knowledges, training were sufficient to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣乃是说，天上地下所有的权柄怎么样都是给我，所以你们要去。
But all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
但意思就是说，你们之所以去不是宣教的主要条件，并不是因为你们拥有了个人的能力，而是拥有神的权柄。
That being said, it means to make disciples of all nations because of authority of God in heaven and on earth.
而这个权柄不但是在天上的，也是在地下所有的权柄。
In heaven and also on earth.
你说这个认知实在太宝贵，太重要了。
So this insight is so vital.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为正因为我们出去宣教，是在打属灵征战，与撒旦在抢夺灵魂。
Evangelism is about spiritual warfare against Satan grabbing souls.
既然如此，得胜的关键并不是在乎我们个人的能力，乃是取决于神所赐的权柄。
If so, the key to victory is not our ability, but authority of God.
所以能够拥是否能够拥有得胜的权柄，就在就能够决定我们的输赢。
So God's authority decides the victory.
所以倘若假设撒旦都服了我们，那表示我们赢得胜利，那就是成功了。
So God's authority overcomes Satan.
因此，神赐下得胜的权柄何等的宝贵啊！
So it's so vital and precious about His authority.
倘若我们只看重个人能力，觉得宣教的意思就是派出优秀的人才，个个都是三头六臂的能力，全都是卧虎藏龙的精英，那我们就会将宣教的成功归功于是这些人的优秀，而不是神的大能。
If we value too much about our own ability to send capable missionary with many talents, then we will give credit to personal ability than God's authority.
当然，我并不是说我们出去宣教，什么训练都不要，任何的能力才干也用不着。
We still need training and know-how.
这些当然非常重要的，对于宣教工厂也是非常有用处的。
They are useful and important.
例如我们如果懂一些音乐，我们可以作为与当地连结的工具。
Example, music connects.
或者我们学会当地语言，可以与他们交通啊交流，甚至翻译圣经。
Languages communicate and translate scriptures.
若我们训练各种谋生技巧，我们可以与当地啊适应当地的文化啊更容易了。
Vocational skills to adapt.
我们如果拥有神学知识的装备，那就可以我们跟当地的异教徒 有正面的对话。
Biblical knowledge to engage positive dialogue with local people from other religions.
所以虽然我们讲知道这些的恩赐、才干、能力仍然是非常的重要，也是我们进入宣教工厂之前需要装备的。
Abilities and talents matter. Also, we need to be equipped before engaging in evangelism.
但是在这里的经节主要在提醒我们不要本末倒置。
But we need to get priority right.
因为过度强调个人的能力才干，反而去忽略了神的大能权柄，那就不对了。
Without overemphasizing personal ability and neglecting authority and power of God.
第二个是不是宣教的任务乃是命令 而非选择。
Mission to evangelize all nations is not a choice but a command.
然后我们一起来读十九节，好吗？预备。
So verses 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
啊，许多人可能有一种错误的宣教观念，包括我以前也是这样。
Most have misconceptions about evangelism, me included, in the past.
认为教会有许多重要的事工。
Thinking there are many ministries in church.
每一个事工都很重要，而宣教事工只是其中一项。
So everyone is important. Mission is just one of them.
所以呢，我们可以选择一个比较看重或是比较不看重。
We can pick and choose.
就好像有些教会比较看重敬拜的品质因为这个伟大的神配得我们敬拜，所以他们敬拜就非常的特殊。
For example, some churches stress quality of worship music.Because God is Almighty, deserving our worship.
那另外有些教会就比较看重圣经真理的装备，认为这个教会稳固的根基啊。
Some emphasize equipping biblical truths regarding this as foundation to a stable church.
那有些教会就看重爱心的流露，因为这是基督徒的基督的记号。
Still others stress loving caring as mark of Jesus.
那有些教会就强调团契的功能啊，有些强调社区服务等等这些。
Several churches emphasize fellowship, community services, etc.
这些都是所谓的教会的特色。
These are all characteristics of churches.
所以我们认为说，不同的教会有不同的特色。
So each church has its own individuality.
是根据各教会的需要所做出不同的选择。
So choose according to its own need.
甚至有人还认为说，就算我们有要选择一个有宣教特色的教会，也选不来。
Some even think, even though we choose to emphasize mission work, they feel we are inferior.
因为需要天时地利人和各方面的条件配合才行啊。
They need to have everything aligned to make it work.
尤其投入宣教事工，更应该是神对少数人特别的呼召。
Especially God supposedly calls selected few.
假如神对我们当中没有呼召。某些人没有特别的呼召，我们不应该跑在上帝的前面。
If without special calling from God, we should not be ahead of ourselves.
所以，即使我们要选择唱一个宣教特色，也选不来。
So therefore, in order to choose evangelism, it's not up to us.
Yeah, 那我们如果没有，这样我们就自己找我们自己的特色了。
So church should consider its own qualification and opportunity.
那其实这个并没有什么错误啦。
Nothing wrong.
但我这些想说，其实我们来看。市面上有很多的医院
，so let's it's similar to some hospital.
啊，每个医院也有不同的特色。
So each hospital has their own specialized.
哇，某一家医院是心脏科的权威。
Some specialize in cardiology.
哦，另外一家医院是在精神专科方面非常的出名。
Or psychiatry.
哦，有些是在肿瘤方面的非常的出色。
Or oncology.
所以。但是呢，我们想看看，所有的医院的目的其实都是一样的，就是医治疾病，拯救人的性命。
But purpose of hospital is the same to heal people.
虽然他们有特色
，even though they specialize in different area.
教会其实也是一样的
，so each church is the same.
宣教乃是教会的目的，而不是特色。
Evangelism is the purpose of church, not just characteristic.
当耶稣在升天颁布大使命，他做最后最重要的交代，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Actually, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave this important great commission: "There, go and make disciples of all nations."
他不是客气的说，所以你们要好好考虑看看啊，要不要去，或建议你们最好是去。
He did not mince words, asking us to consider or suggesting as you please.
我那么爱你们，看你们怎么自己做选择，来回应。
So it's about free will.
神乃是直接的命令啊，他说你们要去，没有拐弯抹角，直接讲，每个人都有责任要去。
Jesus commanded us without a doubt, we all need to go.
这不是可有可无的自由选择。
It's not up to us.
为何神要这样命令呢？
Why such command?
因为那是神的心意。
Because that's the will of God.
普世宣教是神的心意。
So evangelize all nations is the will of God.
有许多的经文都提醒我，提摩太前书二章四节，我们一起来读。
So let's read First Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. who wants all people to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth.
继续，以后三章九节。
And 2 Peter 3, 9, instead, it's a patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
为此神甚至差派他的独生爱子来到耶稣来到这世上。
For this, God even sent his only begotten Son into this world. So John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
除此之外，耶稣也给宣教的榜样。
So he gave the example to be missionary.
耶稣二章六到八节预备，请。
Who, being in the nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used as his own advantage. Rather, he felt nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made a human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
耶稣向天父祷告，他也这样说。
So he prayed to the Father, As you send me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
耶稣复活后，第一次向十位使徒显现时，也对他们说。
So Jesus first revealed himself to the 10 disciples after resurrection.
北清，这样。
For God.
Okay, 我们刚才这个所读的，这个大使命当中，在另外一处也有这样子的记载。
So the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16 verses 15. Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
马太28章19节,
Go and make disciples of all nations.
使徒行传1章8节。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
圣经还有很多处有关于宣教的命令。
There are many other verses about evangelism.
神的心意对于教会宣教如此的明显，我们岂能视而不见呢？
God revealed clearly His will for church to evangelize. How can we ignore it?
我们怎能以鸵鸟心态来逃避呢？
Avoid like ostriches burying our heads in the sand.
初代教会的门徒已经顺服主的使命，将福音传遍地中海四周，因为当时认为地的四极就是指地中海四周。
Early churches had submitted to God's command to spread the gospel around Mediterranean Sea. At that time, the ends of the earth.
威廉·克里以顺服使命，他受差到印度宣教，带动了近代宣教运动。
William Clay submitted to the Great Commission to evangelize India and started the modern missionary work.
马里逊、戴德森等人顺服主的命令，到中国去宣教。Morrison
Hudson Taylor already obeyed God's command to be missionary to China.
才带来我们今天华人的祝福。So
bring blessing to Chinese.
今天我们岂能不顺服主的命令，全力推动宣教差传事工呢？
How can our church not obey God's command to promote missionary work earnestly?
太好了，我们要做，但是有前提的。
But first, there's some priority.
就是我们要耐心等候圣灵的差遣。
First, we need to wait patiently for Holy Spirit.
并且顺服神的旨意来行事。
And submit to God's will.
如同当年的使徒时代的教会。
As early churches.
不要自己凭血气到处乱跑。 随己意，随便乱做事。
Not acting impulsively according to our own wills.
结果呢，是到世界各地游山玩水，然后呢，阅览人生的经历，却去说这是去宣教，这是不负责任的宣教态度。
Scattering around the world as tourists to experience life instead of spreading the gospel, this is irresponsible.
最后一个是要胸怀世界的眼光，看重蒙福而非顺服。
Thirdly, worldview was focused on blessing more than submission.
我们一起来读20节,
so verses 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
大使命的完成是直到世界的末了。
To the end of the age.
为什么圣经不说直到你习了地上的劳苦，或是直到你打完美好的仗，完成了你的使命？
So why not no more toys of the world, fight a good fight, or mission accomplished?
其实是神爱世人的心肠在这里显明，他所在乎的是整体的、全面的世界观，而非狭义的、短暂的个人主义。
God so manifests his love for man, a wholesome worldly view, not selfish or transient.
这说明我们也应当要有一颗胸怀世界的眼光。
So we should care for the whole world.
而不被时间空间所限制。
Not self-centered, limited by time and space.
我们不要只狭义的看在自己短暂与有限，认为只是做眼前一点点就知足了。
Not just about what is ahead of us only.
所以当神命令我们，也就是教会的责任，去普天下传福音。
So when God commands us or churches to spread good news to the end of the earth.
那对我们的理解，难道是我们每一个人都要抛家弃子到世界各地去宣教吗？
Does it mean we should leave our families and go into the world for missionary work?
我们都知道摩门教的教徒每一位在他们一生当中必须要有两年以上到世界各地宣教，这是硬性规定的。
As Mormons, at least they have to serve 2 years as missionary to the world. It is compulsory.
所以他们就选择，当他们读完大学，在寻找工作之前，赶紧完成这两年的任务，否则以后工作忙碌、成家立业之后，就更难启程了。
They usually go after college before seeking employment. Otherwise, with jobs and family, it will be hard to go.
所以我们看见这些摩门教徒，两个在一起都是年轻人，就是这样的原因。
So most Mormon missionaries are young people, 2x2, because of such concern.
但这精神是很好。那你认为基督徒是不是也要这样硬性规定呢？
What about Christian? I don't think such mandatory requirement is necessary.
我认为倒是不用这样强迫规定。
So it's not mandatory.
但是我觉得更重要的是什么？是要我们每一位信徒都有一颗胸怀世界的眼光。
Instead, every believer should have a worldview.
你要有普世宣教的心肠，那就可以了，就够了。
So and a heart to evangelize all nations.
我为什么这样说呢？我就举个例子，例如你关心国家大事。
So you care about the government.
你不会像超人一样，看到哪里就跑去拯救他，看到有一些穷苦的，你就到处跑。你可能坐在家里，你就看新闻，看每天发生什么事情，你就关心整个国家到底在发生什么事情。
You can't be Superman to save everybody, but just watch the news because we care about the world.
同样的，你若关心神国大事，你也会经常想要了解整个世界宣教的情况，并且为他们祷告。
Also, if we care about the matter of kingdom of heaven, we should always be aware of the condition of evangelism and pray for them.
虽然你不一定要进入宣教合场。
Not necessarily personally into the mission field.
是不是呢？
Is that so?
况且初代教会不是每个信徒都被差派出去的。
And the early church did not send everyone.
第一次的差派行动是安提亚教会正式差派两位，一个是保罗跟巴拿巴。
So church of Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas.
他们是怎么被差派出去的
？How were they sent?
是在整个教会在敬拜当中，在祷告当中把他们差派出去的。
So they were sent.During the worship.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那是代表着整个安提亚教会对于宣教整个教会的支持。
Because the support of the whole church.
因为他们是同心合意在那里敬拜，在那里祷告的。
They worship together and pray together.
不是两个人自己感动跑出去的。
Not by their own volition or burden.
换一句话说，初代教会的每一位信徒都是拥有胸怀世界的宣教眼光。
In other words, every believer in the early churches have the vision for evangelizing the world.
所以他们就愿意在金钱、财务上，或者在祷告支持上，他们都有一份。
Willing to be part of it with support of finance or prayers.
这也是我们今天教会每一位基督徒所需要的。
So every Christian today needs to do the same.
所以以后我们教会也有机会来为不同民族、不同国家。的这些宣教工厂来祷告。
So we have the opportunity to pray for different tribes and different people.
当然，我们可以拥有胸怀世界的眼光。你需要去关心世界更角落跟你不一样的人。
Besides vision, we need to obey God's command.
但是不要以为这是一个消极的去顺服啊，因为上帝的命令我们没办法要遵守，所以不得已我们才去做宣教。我们不要这样想。
Not by passive compulsion.
没有错，是神的命令，我们要顺服。但是更重要的是， 我们不要看消极的一面，要看积极的一面，那就是那是我们可以蒙福的管道。
But actually regard this as a channel for our blessing.
因为神有一个宣教的应许，那个应许就是我们可以经历神的同在。
God promises His presence for missionary work.
这是一个蒙福的保证，就是说当我们从事宣教差传，我们就可以经历神的同在，那是多么有福的。
A guarantee for blessing when we evangelize, God is with us. How wonderful!
我们常常说太棒了，我们信耶稣太棒了，我们将来可以跟神一起同在，因为天堂就是神同在的地方。
So it's so wonderful being a Christian, we can be with God in heaven.
但是我告诉你，你如果去宣教的话，你就经历神的同在，不用等到你去天堂啊。
If you evangelize, you will feel God's presence. You don't need to wait until you're in heaven.
其实教会最重要的就是要能够经历神的同在，因为经历神的同在才是教会增长蒙福的原因。
So the presence and the blessing of God is the reason for church to grow.
例如安提阿教会的复兴成长的秘诀是什么？
So what's the secret of the revival in church of Antioch?
使徒行传十一章二十一节。
The Lord's hands was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
主与他们同在才是一个秘诀，才是因为信主的人越来越多。
So the secret is God's presence, and the number was added to them daily.
所以巴拿巴他接受了差派，因为接受耶路撒冷教会的差派，来到安提阿建立教会。
So Barnabas accepted the calling to establish a church of Antioch.
当然也是顺服主的呼召，使万民做主的门徒。
Submit to the calling by God to make disciples of all nations.
但这个教会安提阿教会继续差派，继续做宣传的工作。
And the church of Antioch continued to send missionaries.
就我们经历神的同在的应许，经历神的同在，教会才能够蒙福，才能够得到复兴。
Resulted in experiencing the promise of God's presence.
因此，我们要顺服主的命令，我们要投身于宣教，不要把那个次序搞错了。认为宣教事工是花钱的，最没有果效的，是最低的投资报酬率。
So, if we mess up the priority regarding low return of investment in missionary work.
所以就认为说啊，这个宣教太花钱了，打水漂一样有去无回。先要把自己教会先保足了啊，如果有剩余的精力、剩余的经费，我们再来做宣教。
Like skipping stone or one-way ticket, first fill the coffer of church, then share the surplus with others.
但是我们会发现，其实这样的想法并没有错，我们有多余再给别人哦，这是没有错。可是你看，在实际上是。没有一个教会在发展的过程认为说我们已经太多了，永远都不会觉得有充足过剩的那一天。
Actually, during church development, it seems surplus never materialize.
啊，比如说我们如果越来越多，我们这个 building 做不下了，我们就想换一个更大的教堂，不是吗
？So if our congregation is bigger than this century, we want to build a bigger church.
那比如说我们各项的事工都饱和了，我们就想推展更大的事工，那也是需要花经费的，是不是
？So we need to spend money to expand our existing ministries.
那会永远满足的那一天吗
？So someday will never come.
永远都等不到的。
So we can wait and wait.
但是相反的是，倘若我们看重的是宣教事工
，So if we stress evangelism first,
其实这是相辅相成的。
They complement each
other. 更多的看重宣教。神就更多的赐福给我们。
So the more we evangelize, the more God bless us.
最典型的例子也是以差传闻名于世的加拿大多伦多民众教会。
In Canada, People's Church in Toronto is famous.
这个教会呢，已经差派超过500位宣教士在全世界各地。
Already sent more than 500 missionaries all over the world.
是这个教会差出去500位哦。不是差会差的，是这个教会直接差派出去的。
Directly sent by them 500.
那这个教会每年会举办12到15次大型布道会。
It still holds 12 to 15 major evangelical events a year.
他们自己教会每年得救的人数都超过1000人以上。
More than 1,000 people saved annually.
所以 教会不断的成长，不断的成长。
So this church continued to grow.
因此，倘若我们教会也希望复兴成长，我们就应当全力推动宣教差传事工。
If our church needs to revive and grow, we should promote missionary work in earnest.
虽然这是一个顺服的一个行动，但更是一个使教会蒙福的秘诀。
Not only to submit to God's will, but it is also the secret to receive blessing.
好，最后，求神来帮助我们，来改正我们过去，倘若我们有任何错误的宣教观念。
May God correct us to have long view on evangelism.
让我们有一颗更宽广的眼光来看待宣教。
So we have a world view about evangelism.
有一天这个世界都会结束。
This world will end.
在将来天上的那一幕，你会看见各教会因为投入宣教所带来的祝福。
So we will see our blessing in heaven from church evangelism.
圣经这样记载，在启示录七章九节。
Recorded in Bible, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9.
来，请。
Therefore, before thee was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
倘若在天国永恒事业当中你有参与，那将是何等的荣幸。
So if you are part of it, how honor you have.
当然你的能力不是最重要的，而是神的权柄。
Ability is not the most important thing but God's authority.
当然也有你要一颗宣教的心。
But you have to have a heart for evangelism.
不要逃避宣教的责任。
So don't run away from it.
感叹心有余力不足。
Don't complain the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak.
或是当你借口说，等我哪一天有空了，有闲了，我再去宣教。这是我们最熟悉的借口。
So excuses after excuses, time will never come.
我告诉你，永远等不到那一天的。
So someday never comes.
你看小孩子最单纯。
The kids are so simple.
你给他画一个世界地图，说那边的人很贫穷，那些没有听过福音，你要不要去帮助他们啊？你猜他们怎么说？要。好像只要一个要。
So many children in church agree to being a missionary.
可是当他小孩子慢慢长大之后，到了年轻人，他又太忙碌了，年轻人都很忙，是不是？
Young men are too busy.
进入中年，你又更放不下。
Middle-aged people cannot let go.
到了老年退休，你又走不动。
So after retirement, we're too old to travel.
所以什么时候才是机会呢？
So when is the time?
你永远等不到那个机会，就是现在啦。
Never. So time is now.
你不需要抛家弃职，就马上到宣教工厂，但是你必须要有信心来领受神的权柄。
You don't need to leave your family for mission field, but you need to have a heart to receive God's authority.
其次，你要谦卑的顺服神对你的命令。
Submit to His command.
对宣教有回应的行动。
Respond in action.
挑战自己，愿意装备自己，随时预备好投身于宣教的行列。
Challenge yourself, equipped to be ready for action.
最后，你要有胸怀世界的眼光。
With vision for the world.
虽然你不一定能够到世界每一个地方去宣教，但是你却关心世界上每一条失落的灵魂。
Even we can't go to every corner of this world, we should care for every lost soul.
你可以经常为宣教士祷告，关心世界各地宣教工厂的需要与进展。
You can pray for missionary every day, care about the needs and progress of the worldwide mission.
以金钱在背后支持宣教士或宣教机构。
Support financially.
甚至预备自己将来能够实际的参与。
And prepare to participate in action.
有人问我说，牧师，你已经光是在教会已经够忙碌了，这是事实了。怎么还有时间跟精力去世界各地宣教呢？
Some ask me as a busy pastor, why go to China in the world for mission?
说实在的，加州生活多享受啊。
So it's such a wonderful life in Southern California.
在南加州真的是你要离开这个舒适区真的好难啊。
So it's so comfortable to leave.
我记得一年多前来这里 interview 的时候，几位同工带我去不同的餐厅吃饭，还告诉我你要选择什么，这个都不晓得怎么做决定，太好吃了。
So during my interview for this position, many brothers and sisters took me to different restaurants, so many choices.
可是当我来到这边的时候，我也有钱，我可以吃任何的地方，但是我发现我不想去吃，为什么？
Now I'm here, I have the choice, but I decided not to go.
因为当时我的孩子，我师母也没有来，只有我一个人，所以我大部分都是一个人吃泡面，方便嘛，方便面就是在这里。
So before Jane joined me, I just eat instant noodles, more convenient.
我们在想看，假设你今天要庆祝你的八十岁大寿生日。
If you want to celebrate your 80th birthday,
你的孩子都要帮你庆祝，你叫你的朋友，你的这些人要帮你庆祝一个很大型的一个生日的庆祝会。
So your kids and friends organizing a big celebration.
那你最希望是什么？
So what do you expect?
龙虾。
Lobster.
北京烤鸭哈。
Or Peking duck.
我想你最在乎的并不是你要吃什么东西。
It's not about the food.
而是在乎你那些孩子会不会回来。
It's about whether the presence of your kids.
跟你在一起，在那样美好的时光，快乐那个时光，可以跟你在一起。
Sharing the time with you.
我们可以看见，我们刚过完过年，很多孩子在外面忙碌，不能够回来跟家人团聚，父母亲心里多难过。
So Chinese New Year just passed, and many kids are so busy cannot come back for celebration.
我们听过太多这样的故事。那是多么凄凉的一幕。
So such a sad story for parents.
我们再来回想一下，倘若神在天国那样美好的时刻，在那里，我们在这里很好的敬拜，唱的那么好听，神就满足了吗？
So looking back, if we worshipped and sing a great song in heaven, is that it for God?
神就很喜欢听我们唱歌。
So he's only into our hymn.
还是他最大的满足是他看见他所爱的孩子从四面八方各族各国都聚集在一起来敬拜。
So he is about all nations, all tribes, and all people, children of God coming to worship with him.
真正满足神的心意。
So that is his will.
我们可以想看看将来，倘若有一天。我们可以满足神，神对我们说：“你这又忠心又良善的仆人，那个是多么棒的一个称许。”
So such a wonderful praise from God that we have been a faithful servant.
我们再来想一下，想象一下，假如有一天我们回天家的时候，看见天上万族万民一起敬拜的时候，突然间有一个长个跟你不一样的人，你不认识的人跑来。在你面前来感谢你，握着你的手，你看他眼光流着眼泪说：“谢谢你，谢谢你，因为你，我今天能够在这里。”
When we return to heaven, worship with every tribe and people, someone we never recognize approach and thank you for serving him through mission work.
可能你搞不清楚，我不认识他，要长跟我长得不一样，我不认识他。
I hardly recognize him because he's not of my tribe.
可是他可能跟你说，因着你的奉献，因着你的祷告。甚至因着你实际的参与的这些行动，让他今天能够也在这个救恩当中有份。
So through our offering, prayer, or actions, he is part of the grace.
我相信那一刻是你最激动、最感恩的一刻。
So you'll be greatly touched.
虽然我知道在天堂你不应该会流泪，但是我相信在那一幕你一定会热泪盈眶的。
To the point of tears, even though God will wipe away all our tears in heaven. So this is a life worth living. Are you looking forward to a life like this? So let's respond with the hymn. Let's arise.
快去传福音，救世上灵魂，从罪恶中尽复救亡羊。地迷路人哀求，因他们回头，传扬耶稣有大权能拯救。赶快去传福音，救世上灵魂。主满心慈悲，拯救罪人。Though they are serving him, still he is waiting the patience and child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, 心慈悲，拯救罪人。